Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bill Baker.
Hey, what's up? It's Jessica.
And thank you guys so much for coming and listening to us right here on our podcast.
Be sure to check us out Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on Power 101.7.
Tons of news and entertainment, prank phone calls, win huge prizes, question of the day with relationships, and so much more.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel and get notifications when we upload new content.
Now let's check out another new segment on our podcast.
All right, so we're talking about HOA's gone wild for question of the day.
HOA gone wild. Oh my gosh. I don't think we've ever done this before.
I like that title. 500 texting in. In our community in Dagsboro, they won't even let us hang flags off our front entryway or porch. And someone walks once a week.
I bet.
To like look.
I bet they do.
Someone walks once a week to look. Isn't that crazy? Let's see. 668. We used to live in Rehoboth Shores in Long Neck that had an HOA. They had an 85-year-old security guard that drove around keeping the neighborhood quote unquote safe. Okay. I seen him sleeping many times in his truck with the early morning after the early morning power walks.
Oh boy.
614 checking in. HOA gone wild. Yeah. My HOA association where I live as a renter told me that I couldn't have a bird feeder out back and feed the birds. The landlord that I rent from said, let the HOA send me a notice. I've never heard of it. And told me to keep feeding my birds. Their theory is that it'll attract more pests. And I've also seen a fox or two around and that's about it. Whatever that means. This is why our elderly get so depressed and senile and demented is because they disconnect from nature and little things. And it stresses people out with the rules. So
they couldn't even have a bird feeder?
They couldn't have a bird feeder. And, you know, that's why people get depressed and stuff because they need to see nature.
Yeah.
They want to see nature. Here's some things that are in our, like, HOA, Jess.
Okay.
You know, out of ocean ponds.
All right,
okay.
Here we go.
And these are just certain things that I'll just give you like the generic instead of going into all the details. But basically is that you must get ARC approval for exterior changes. Mm-hmm. Tree removal needs a permit because where there's a lot of trees. These are all reasonable, I think. Mm-hmm. Keep your yard clean and maintained. Okay, fine. No major changes in natural areas or wetlands. Okay, fine. Follow the property line rules, fences, sheds, etc. Mm-hmm. That's pretty generic, right? Mm-hmm. Pets must be controlled on a leash or fenced in, whatever. Okay, fine. No parking boats, trailers, or RVs in front yards long term.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to just have a boat on a trailer and they're going to have somebody come and write me a ticket.
I know.
Long term.
Considered long term? Like 3 months? 6 months?
I'm not sure.
Or 1 week? What's your right. definition of long term?
Annual HOA dues must be paid on time. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Selling your house requires a resale package. Mm-hmm. And follow community rules about noise, you know, rentals, common areas. Those are like the basic, generic, you know, rules and stuff like that.
Mm.
That to me seems standard.
Yeah. I get it.
Now they got into like the signage stuff over the past year or so.
Mm-hmm.
I remember during COVID, it was like real crazy with like signs out.
Mm-hmm.
And like the election came up in 2020. It was like, I thought I could have sworn it was longer than the 2 weeks or whatever it was prior to the, you know, coming up on the election.
So they can have the signs up out.
But it's a certain amount of time before the election.
Got it.
You know, you can't have them out all year,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there was another where it said support the public. So I support public schools.
Yeah.
That was another one that, mm-hmm. you know, that turned into a thing.
Yeah.
Because that was like an orange sign or whatever it was. And they said that they were only saying that because the head of the Ocean Pines, you know, board or whatever is also on the Worcester County Commissioners. and it was like a thing. It was like it was all political.
I get it.
I'm sure
they had to be down by a certain amount of time as well after the election was done.
Yeah. But I still see, like, from time to time. I mean, obviously, you know, you can have your American flag out or whatever, but I still see like a Trump flag here and there.
Oh, okay.
Or I'll still see like.
So maybe, you know, your particular HOA doesn't have a thing with the flags like the person who sent us that message.
Yeah.
They have somebody walk around the neighborhood once a week.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? That's crazy.
Yep.
HOA's gone wild, guys. 302-858-5117. Let's see. 864 checking in. My HOA cited me on January 7th for my Christmas lights still being up.
January 7th.
$50 fine. Wait, what? You should have taken them down by the 7th.
No, January 6th is Three Kings.
Well.
So, that, I mean.
You're out there that night.
Crazy. There's no way. So, literally January 7th?
Well, if it's Three Kings on the 6th, you had all day on the 7th to take them down.
Stop.
That night, you had them up.
There's no way. 50 bucks. That's messed up.
Well, can't you fight that for religion?
That is messed up.
You can say no.
You should fight that.
Yeah, say it's Three Kings. You know the people in the HOA be like, what?
What's Three Kings? That's that Puerto Rican holiday? Do you need a passport to go to Puerto Rico? Are they even a U.S. citizen? Ask me how many times I heard that.
Eli. Jam.
Is Puerto Rico part of the USA? She celebrates Three Kings.
Wow.
From Puerto Rico. Wow. From Puerto Rico. We don't do that here.
That is funny. And then they said, oh, the lights weren't even lit. They weren't even on.
Oh, man.
Somebody was targeting. They were targeting you. There's no way. They were targeting.
Listen, please let them know that you're Puerto Rican and you celebrate Three Kings.
You're what?
You're what? Puerto Rican?
Hold on.
Well, where's that? What island is that?
Where are you
from? Where are you from? Is it Martinez or Martinez?
Jess is wilding up in here.
Bill, you know everything I'm saying is true. We heard it all.
Shout out to my man, Carl from the past.
Hey, Carl.
He says, my Christmas lights stay up year-round. I know that's right.
Year-round.
They don't say nothing in Ocean Pines about Christmas lights. I just, you know, plug them in until Christmas and...
And then plug them out. Plug them out.
Plug them in and I plug them out. Yes. Shoot.
Oh, man.
Don't plug them in no more.
Funny. That's hilarious.
You ever need anything discussed, question of the day, you can always email
Jessica at power1017.com.